More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
New documents obtained by the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government confirm that the federal government, your government, was spying on you if you were using terms like MAGA or Trump. That's right. Those two words could then get you monitored by your government. They used those words and sent them to financial institutions in America to spy on Americans, saying if people were using those phrases when completing transactions that dealt with finances like Venmo or Zelle or anything like that. Individuals who shopped at stores also like Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods or purchased religious texts, including the Bible, may also have had their transactions flagged by those financial institutions and then given to the United States of America's government to then look at you as a possible domestic terrorist. Yes, this kind of financial surveillance carried out in coordination with and at the request of federal law enforcement into Americans' private transactions is also raising alarms and serious concerns about the FBI's respect for fundamental civil liberties in this country. How did all this even happen? This now coming from the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, who is blowing the whistle on this, saying in light of these revelations, Jim Jordan has now officially requested transcribed interviews with Peter Sullivan. He's the senior private sector partner for outreach in the strategic partner engagement section of the FBI, and Noah Bischoff, former director of the Office of Stakeholder Integration and Engagement in the Strategic Operations Division of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. The committee and the select subcommittee have obtained documents, he says, indicating that following January the 6th, 2021, there was distributed materials to financial institutions that, among other things, outline these types of various people of interest and provide financial institutions with suggested search terms and merchant category codes. I want you to hear exactly what Jim Jordan had to say to Sean Hannity about this spying on you, the American people.
All right, turning now to a very disturbing report from Jim Jordan. Now, get this. Apparently, federal investigators were asking banks to search the personal transactions of individual Americans for terms like Trump and MAGA. Banks were also asking to use merchant category codes to identify potentially suspicious transactions. And what transactions did Treasury think were so suspicious? Small arms, sporting, recreational goods. In other words, if you go to stores like Dick's Sporting Goods and Bass Pro Shops. By the way, I got my boots for Iowa at Dick's Sporting Goods. Thank God for Instacart. If you're a law-abiding American who legally purchased a gun after 2021, your government thought you needed to be monitored. Now sources are telling Fox News Digital tonight that the impetus for this very serious invasion of privacy was, of course, none other than January 6th. Now, these revelations should scare every single American. You want to talk about privacy, constitutional rights, or do you want to live in an Orwellian nightmare with Big Brother? Here with the latest on all of this, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. I want to understand this. Tell me what they did here, because do we not have privacy anymore in America? Is this not a constitutional violation, unreasonable search and seizure?
Yeah, now in the last year, Sean, we've exposed the censorship where you had big government, big tech, big media, big academia working to censor Americans. Now we have financial surveillance where it's big government working with big banks, big corporations to surveil, to spy on Americans. And so it was big banks looking and searching private transactions using key terms at the suggestion of the federal government to find out what you're buying, what you're spending your money on. Scary stuff. All it looks like, without any warrant, without any legal process, they undertook this as a way to identify domestic violent extremists. And here's what it sounds a lot like. Remember that memorandum in Richmond about pro-life Catholics are extremists because they go to church and they're pro-life and they talk about, you know, protecting human life? That's exactly what these documents sound like. We're right on the you know, front edge of this. We'll see how it all progresses. But it's scary stuff. It's financial surveillance of the American people.
Now, let's really just take a moment and dissect what Jim Jordan just said. Not only did the federal government give to financial institutions a hit list of people that they wanted to go after, they gave them the exact words that they think make you a threat to our democracy, because this list was about being a threat to our democracy. And the words that they used, the ones that we obviously could see at the beginning, like MAGA, right, and Trump, those are words that are associating you with conservative values, right? You are public enemy number one to the left if you voted for Donald Trump, if you are a Make America Great Again conservative. And those actually make a little more sense to me. I would expect them to use those types of words to then discriminate and take away our rights and our protections from our Constitution. They believe that if you voted for Donald Trump, that you should be treated like a terrorist, a domestic terrorist specifically. How do we know this? Because they've said that. Remember, this is the same group of people that believe that you should be unprogrammed, right? You should go to a deprogramming camp. That was their words. In fact, that was something that was talked about by so many in the media. It was something that was said a lot, in fact, to the point where we were able to put together an entire montage about why Trump supporters should, in fact, be deprogrammed. Take a listen to this.
Sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
Terms being tossed around like deprogramming Trump followers.
All of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
Can't sit down with people that don't recognize there was an insurrection. Megan alluded the other day to the deprogramming that Katie Couric talked about.
Deprogramming that might work in other cases is it's obviously proven to be difficult.
But many of them have allowed the lies really to seep into their soul, and it's beginning to rot their minds.
Taking it even a step further, Raskin told the New York Times that he's ordered books about cults and deprogramming to try to understand his Republican colleagues.
There are a couple accounts, libs of TikTok, a few, you know, really prominent anti-trans and sort of far-right activists who started to essentially make the argument that any exposure to children about LGBT people is automatically grooming.
It seems to be emboldening
anti-gay trolls. Explain how.
Not just libs of TikTok, but this guy, James Lindsay, they would say, hey, there's going to be something at this library. You know, they're going to read books. You know, a drag queen's going to come and read books.
How do you fix it? How do you undo it?
Well, at this point, you know, it's deprogramming.
That's what we're being fed. People of other races are out to get you. We accept that. We get fed that. And so when that doorbell rings or the basketball comes into your yard, your first response is to pull that gun. It's a programming that's occurring. The deprogramming question is much tougher to answer.
People have literally been brainwashed, and it's scary by the mis and disinformation that is online, that is being the propaganda on Fox News. It is another epidemic that our country is facing. And until we really hold platforms accountable, until we really do some deprogramming.
And anyone like him that says the press is the enemy of the people, that's what Hubbard would say. That's what Moon said.
If you say this is a cult, what's the first step of deprogramming?
The first step with anyone who's a true believer is contact with people that are outside the bubble.
I mean, I was just trying to engage in a little deprogramming with all of these myths about COVID-19.
Is there any convincing those people that they're not living in a world of reality or facts?
No, listen, if there was a deprogramming pill that I could put in everybody's stocking for Christmas, I would do it.
It's because of Facebook, it's gotten out into wine moms and yoga groups and some, maybe that's something that started as innocuous online that turns into something completely different, Brian, and that's part of the challenge, as you write, of deprogramming it.
We have issues that are going to take a long time to root out, and it's really about deprogramming. People have been listening to stuff coming from Marjorie Taylor Greene and other big social influencers, and that includes the president.
I hope deprogramming some people one person at a time.
They just need a little bit of affirmation. You know, I've been spending a lot of time reading about deprogramming.
Deprogramming.
Deprogram.
You're reading my mind.
Yeah.
I see a lot of that happening lately.
No, you don't need to be deprogrammed. You look pretty rational.
No, I'm not talking about me.
This is what they think of you. And not only do they think you need to be deprogrammed, but they also think that your financial transactions must be investigated if you use words like MAGA and Trump. And we know this for a fact. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company. And if you're like me and you're sick and tired of giving your money to companies that hate you, that literally hate you, hate your family values, hate your Christian values, hate your traditional values. Well, now there's an option when it comes to your cell phone. I have switched to Patriot Mobile. And when I look at my phone every time, in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know that when I pay my bill every month, that a percentage of that bill at no extra cost to me is going to go back to support conservative causes, candidates, organizations, and most importantly to me, support the rights of unborn children in this country to live. Now, I do that every month because I love knowing that I'm giving my money to a company that actually loves my values. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Patriot Mobile is a great supporter of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with them, because they support conservative ideals. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, the same exact cell phone towers you're using right now, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. So check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ferguson. Join me, make the switch today, and make a difference with every phone call. 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll, Old Dominion, Lady A, Riley Green, Ashley McBride, Brothers Osborne, Walker Hayes, all hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center, Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's not just the terms MAGA and Trump that were getting flagged by the government, and financial institutions were turning in Americans, obviously, that used the words MAGA and Trump. But what else was flagged? Religious texts. And this is even outside of MAGA and Trump world. If you bought a religious text or a Bible, yes, a Bible or a Bible study book, and you use the word Bible, that would flag you in these category codes identifying transactions on behalf of the federal government by banking institutions. And they said these are terms that they wanted to search in Zelle payments, for example. They wanted to see if anybody that bought a Bible or a Bible study book or anything like that and had that term in the payment would then be looked at as a homegrown violent extremist indicator. So buying a book or reimburse somebody for Bible study, right? If let's say you were in a Bible study or somebody bought all the Bible study books and you reimbursed somebody and had that in the Zelle and the word Bible appeared, bam, you're now on the government's watch list. Not only that, but it wasn't just words like the Bible. It was also where you shopped. You heard Jim Jordan mention earlier in that audio I played to Sean Hannity about what words could get you busted, like Bass Pro or Cabela's. Imagine you go hunting. Imagine you have a friend that picks up for you something at Academy Sports, and then you have a transaction in there. I've had this happen many times where I'd have a friend that would be going there, like, yeah, grab me this, right? You're doing a weekend guys trip, or maybe you've got your kid that's on a team that with other kids. And so it would be a Christian school, right? So it may be reimbursement for Zelle that would say my son's school name, basketball, but it would have Dick's Sporting Goods in there, and it would have the name of the school, the religious school, which would have a religious name in it. Bam, now you're on a list. This is not just an invasion of privacy. I want to be very clear about that. This is a shocking abuse of power to spy on you. This should not, I want to be clear, be okay. This should not be something that we say, well, I've got nothing to hide, so therefore, I'm not worried about it moment. This should be a moment that should enrage you. And the reason why I say that is because this is what happens in socialist and communist countries. In the United States of America, our Constitution says you're not supposed to be able to do that. I'm going to say that again. In our country, you're not supposed to be able to monitor the financial transactions of a person because they bought a Bible or went shopping at a sporting goods store, or they used a word like MAGA. That is not something that you're supposed to be able to do. And yet that's exactly what the government was doing without a warrant. There was no judge involved here. There was no probable cause. This was a straight up fishing expedition to turn you into an extremist domestic terrorist. And that is exactly what the left is trying to do here. They're trying to create a narrative in this country that if you vote for Donald Trump, you're a threat to society. If you vote for Donald Trump this go around, you need to be deprogrammed and your financial transactions need to be looked at. By the way, I know people that went to January the 6th. I know people that were there that did not go into the Capitol. I know people that were there that went there peacefully. I know people that went there that absolutely did not break any laws. Should they be treated like a domestic terrorist? Should they be treated like they are some sort of threat to the United States of America? And let's be also clear about this. They do not believe. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Biden administration, the DOJ, the FBI, and these scumbags that went down this road and did this. They, okay, I'll say it again. They don't believe you're actually a threat. They want to lock you up because you are a threat to their power. They don't believe you're a threat to this country. You are a threat to their power. That's why they're treating you like you're a terrorist. That's why they want to put you on a list. They're not actually worried about you doing something wrong. They're worried about you doing something right. They're worried about you getting involved in the process. They're worried about you voting. They're worried about you exposing their corruption. Let me remind you about parents. Parents who went to school board meetings. Do you remember what happened to parents that went to school board meetings? The FBI put them on a list, and then they lied about it to try to cover it up, and that list was if you were a parent that went to a school board meeting to voice your frustrations about the indoctrination of your children on things that had nothing to do with an education, had nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic, to voice your concerns about transgender bathrooms and the assault of young girls in those bathrooms at the hands of men, you were to be treated like a domestic terrorist. You were to be put on a list like you are a domestic terrorist. This is the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, and I'll also say this, and I've said this before, and I hope you're understanding now just how accurate it is dead. For all intents and purposes, the Democratic Party is dead. They are masquerading like they are Democrats when in reality, what they actually are socialists, communists, and Marxists. The Democratic Party of Bill Clinton's years is over. It is gone, folks. It does not exist. I'll be honest with you. Bill Clinton, he would have never done this. And the reason why is because I think even Bill Clinton, when he was the president in the 1990s, knew you couldn't get away with this. And it was against the United States of America's Constitution and against the rights of the people. Notice I didn't say Hillary Clinton wouldn't do this. I absolutely believe Hillary Clinton would do this and go much further than this. She's just like Barack Obama. She's just like Joe Biden. But there are many other Democrats back in the day that would have never even tried this because they would have said, this is wrong. You don't lock up your political opponents this way. And if you think things aren't coming unhinged, look at just another example that happened the last 48 hours. There was an elected official that was arrested by the police because she was criticizing the sheriff in the town. And she said, what are you doing? And they arrested her. They arrested her because she, as an elected official, was holding the sheriff accountable and criticizing the sheriff. And the sheriff said, no, you can't do that. You can't criticize me. I'm going to arrest you at this meeting. There are people right now that are so power hungry and drunk. And they're realizing now that you can pretty much get away with whatever the hell you want to get away with if you're willing to just break the law. And the other question is, who's going to stop you? Not this Department of Justice if you're on their team.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier today, I sat down with Senator Ted Cruz to talk about this exact issue of what Congress can do with real oversight of how this abuse of power took place with these financial institutions. And I want you to hear what he had to say. I want to move, Senator, also to this other really shocking story. And it just shows you how bad our government has become. And I'm talking about the deep state here, with the feds targeting conservatives. With alarming new surveillance, the feds asked banking institutions to search private transactions without any type of warrants for terms like MAGA, Trump, or other words that dealt with things that were biblical purchases that can include a Bible. Also, keywords that they said that they suggested that banks look for in transactions would be things like sporting goods stores like Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, and more. This is such an abuse of power and a weaponization of the federal government on the American people. When I hear this, I want to know, how is this not breaking the law to be able to do this without there being any probable cause or search warrants where they can just go to my bank and say, hey, if any of these things are there, we want to know about it.
Look, this is an enormous abuse of power. It is an enormous violation of the privacy of Americans. This happened. The House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, released the documents that they got from the Treasury Department. And this all happened after January 6th, 2021. So after January 6th, you had Joe Biden in power, and these zealots said, we are going to target our political enemies. We have the entire federal government as a weapon. We are going to go after them. And this was driven by the Treasury Department's Office of Stakeholder Integration and Engagement in the Strategic Operations of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and it's called FinCEN is the acronym. And it distributed materials to financial institutions that outlined, quote, typologies of, quote, various persons of interest. Now, those typologies included anyone using the term Trump, anyone using the term MAGA, And they said these are people more likely to be, quote, lone actor, homegrown violent extremists. But according to the Judiciary Committee's analysis, FinCEN wanted FinCEN wanted financial institutions of extremism indicators that include transportation charges, such as bus tickets, rental cars, plane tickets, for travel areas with no apparent purpose, or the purchase of books, including religious texts, and subscriptions to other media containing extremist views. Now, what kind of religious books? Well, among them was the Bible. If you went and bought the Bible, the Biden Treasury Department was reporting that, okay, we think you're in danger of being a terrorist because you purchased the Bible. So if you had any financial transaction that included the word Trump or MAGA, they thought you were in danger of being a terrorist. If you bought the Bible, you were in danger of being the terrorist. And they also instructed financial institution to query for transactions using certain codes like small arms, and that is an MCC code of 3484, or sporting and recreational goods and supply, that's an MCC code of 5091, and the keywords, and this is what Treasury specified, Cabela's, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Bass Pro Shop. And I'll point out Dick's Sporting Goods, in the middle of all the Democrat efforts to engage in gun control, came out rather loudly against the Second Amendment. So as for me, I don't go to Dick's Sporting Goods. But Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's are both fantastic institutions. And if you shop there, the Biden administration wanted to know, because if you go to Bass Pro Shops, they think you're a likely terrorist. It's outrageous.
It's also, I think, shocking how easily people were giving up this information. Why is it that we now find out that so many businesses are willing to just say, here's everything when they're asked, not say, hey, we get a warrant for this or show me some actual paperwork? It seems that almost all of these companies are complicit, saying we're more than happy to help you invade on the privacy of our customers from a standpoint you just mentioned of Dick's Sporting Goods. When I look at companies that do this, I say, I'm never wanting to go there again, certainly not with a credit card.
Yeah. So it's not clear that the retailers were engaged in this process. So it's not clear that Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods or Bass Pro Shops were participating. This was directed at banks. And listen, banks are massively regulated by the federal government. They are dealing literally every day with their federal regulators. The federal government has enormous power over banks. And so I understand from a bank's perspective, if Treasury is leaning on them and saying, we want this information, the federal government has the ability to shut down a bank, to destroy a bank's business if they disagree with you. And so it is an area where for big state leftists that want to know everything about your personal life, banks are a real vulnerability, because every one of us, if you're dealing with modern life, if you're depositing a paycheck in your bank account, if you're paying your bills with a bank account, if you have a credit card, your financial records detail what you're spending money on. And by the way, the left, just like communist China, wants to know every single thing you spend money on. You know, one of the very first versions of the Build Back Broke bill, they called it Build Back Better, but I think Build Back Broke defined it more accurately. One of the earliest versions required banks to report to the federal government. So if you're making a car payment, if you're making a rent payment, you know, we're not quite there, but we're not far away from, if you're filling up your tank with gas, you had to report to the federal government. And for leftists, Elizabeth Warren and President Xi in China both want to know every single thing you spend a penny on. And this is an example of the Treasury Department, Janet Yellen. You know, George Orwell's 1984 talked about Big Brother. Janet Yellen is perfectly happy to be Big Sister and try to gather as much information about your personal financial transactions as humanly possible.
What will the outcome be of this, I guess you could say, new investigation? And is there any way to stop this from happening in the future? Or as long as the Biden administration's in power, can they continue to get away with this abuse of power?
Well, look, we can have congressional oversight, and we will. And the House will engage in it, because the House has a majority, and so they can hold hearings. In the Senate, no Democrat cares. So in the Senate, we will not have a single hearing on this. Why? Because the consequence of having a majority in the Senate is whoever has the majority has the committee chairman. So I am the ranking member on the Senate Commerce Committee. That means I'm the senior Republican on the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. That's a committee that has jurisdiction over 40% of the U.S. economy. It's an enormously consequential committee. As the ranking member, I have the ability to fight hard for jobs and economic growth in the state of Texas. And I do that across the country, and I do that every day. But what I don't have the ability to do is I can't convene a hearing. Only the chairman can convene a hearing. So in the Senate, there is literally not a single Democrat that gives a damn that the Biden administration is violating your privacy by engaging in the searches. Because they, all of them, they hate Donald Trump so much that they've been radicalized and they believe it's perfectly justifiable to weaponize the federal government. So you ask, what can Congress do? Look, if we had control of both bodies, we could pass legislation to stop this. Under a Chuck Schumer Democrat Senate, they're not going to pass legislation to stop it. No Democrat will support it. So that means we can do oversight. I can write letters. I can give speeches. I can shine a light on it. I can do this podcast. But I can't convene a hearing of the Judiciary Committee because Dick Durbin, the chairman, won't do it. I can't pass legislation because no Democrat will support it. And so at this point, elections have consequences. And as long as we're in the minority, what I'm limited to be able to do on something like this, an abuse of power of the Biden administration, is shine a light and do everything I can to encourage the American people to be outraged at this and hold their elected officials accountable for violating their privacy.
Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. I try to give you information here you'll get nowhere else. Please write us a five-star review if you would. That helps us reach new audience members. Share this on social media as well, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.